Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about hanging out with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And you already knew that, though, didn't you? It's just you and me, by the way. This is the one of those segments where I just have a conversation, just the two of us. And what I want to do is talk about an article I wrote recently about three short stories, or three little short stories in that article. And I want to use each one of them as an example and expand on them a little bit. One story was about a small business owner who was really wringing his hands about the fact that he was having trouble competing with the big box companies. And what I want to tell you is that it would be okay with me. I would probably recommend that you not even keep up with the big box companies. I mean, if you want to, just for information, fine. But if keeping up with the big box companies causes you consternation, if it makes you feel deficient, if it makes you feel like, oh my gosh, they're selling stuff cheaper than I can buy it, if that's getting you all a Twitter, all worked up, then I'd recommend that you not even think about those guys. That you not even go there. You don't look at their ads. You don't even consider them. You don't even contemplate them. Because they are as different from you. If you're a small business owner out here on Main Street, they are as different from you as a lightning and a lightning bug. Because they have to, every morning when they open their doors, they have to have the world come to their doorstep. Literally, they cannot survive. In fact, if you look at Walmart right now, you know, Walmart is kind of maxed out, right? They built so many stores, they're actually closing stores now. Do you know that? Walmart has overbuilt stores. And I knew they were four or five years ago when they started putting stores in pretty darn close to where another one was. You know, I told someone, I said, they're building too many stores. This isn't going to work. And sure enough, they're closing stores. So they've saturated the market with their model, right? But it requires them to have everybody come in their doors. But guess what? Everybody doesn't want what Walmart has. Everybody doesn't want what the other big boxes have. Some people want something else. And you know what that something else is? It's what people want. We've talked about that before, right? Anywhere from a little bit more to everything. That's what they want. And so if you're trying to conquer the world, if you think the world is your customer base, then you're not going to make it. You will not succeed as a small business owner. You have to identify what it is that you do well, better than anybody else. It has to be something, obviously, that some people need, but you find those people, and you keep bringing those kind of people to your store. Most small businesses don't have to have that many customers in a year's time. They need them to come back again, right? If you're a restaurant, a diner, something like that, you need those same 200 people to come back on a regular basis. If you're a clothing shop, you know, you need the people to come back on a regular basis. If you're selling tires, you're only going to sell those people a set of tires maybe once a year if they have multiple cars. But they're not going to see them that much. But how many do you need? So the thing is that you just have to realize that the world is not who you're prospecting for. It's not everybody. And you got to realize that. And just go for your target audience. Focus on them. And remember this, you're going to have to replace those people, right? Because sometimes they move or they die or they change what they want. You have to replace them. But guess what? How do you do that? Well, those people, the people who want what you have, they want your special sauce. They don't want Walmart, what Walmart has or what the other big boxes have. They want what you have. Guess what else? They hang out with people just like them. So you get referrals from them. Look, you thank you for doing business with us, but I bet you know a lot of people who are like you. Would you mind telling us about them? Would you tell them about us? If you will, we'll help you out. We'll do something nice for you. You've got to think micro. If you're a small business out here on Main Street, you got to think micro customer base, macro profit margin. When you go look at Walmart, if I could give you one number that would scare the heck out of you and make you never think about a big box again, it would be if I showed you their gross profit margin. If I showed you that and I said, okay, now let's say that their margin is 12%, 14%, 15%. And I said, okay, apply that 15% to your sales figure. And then you did that when you put that drop down into your model, you'd see that you're losing money every month with their margin. Well, they're not losing money every month because of their volume. It's the volume that's driving their bottom line, not the gross margin. The volume is growing their bottom margin, their net profit margin. And so what you've got to do is you've got to realize that, and because you need to be making 25, 30, 35% margin in order to stay in business. And how do you do that? You can only do that if you're going after customers who want what you sell and they can only get it from you because what you sell is special. What you're offering, you have a special sauce that they want. Not just the products, not just the service, but the experience that they have with you. They want all of that. And some people, not everybody, but some people are willing to pay more for that. And that's where your margins are. If you want to be successful in small business, you have to think micro customer base, macro margin. And that means you have to do the opposite of Walmart and the big boxes. And that means that you don't even concern yourself with them. You have your model, they have theirs. Stick to your knitting, my friends. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. A couple of more of these kind of stories after these messages. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And we are airplanes
today. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.